have a sense that that was a note to end on. So let's stop there. That's a nice way to do it. But now I'd like to ask Bob Pollack, who is here today, to make a few comments as the director of the CSSR, who has hosted this wonderful conference.
Well, thank you all. I am, first of all, happy to say that I'll be the last speaker at this symposium. And on behalf of all the speakers, I want to thank you all to come hear us. On behalf of Paul Galey and myself, I want to thank you all for confirming the wisdom of the ongoing collaboration between the Fetzer Institute and the CSSR at Columbia. On behalf of Chris Kelly and Annabella Pitkin and Katie Gerbner and Fiona Bagri and Laura Bothwell and Iman Ahmadi, my implacable colleagues at the Center for the Study of Science and Religion, who actually put this event together with the help of many Columbia personnel, thank you all for being so patient, cooperative, curious, and numerous. On behalf of the CSSR itself, I think Bruce Wallace's remarks are wonderful. I think they apply to us if they apply to any organization that I know of in an academic context. And so I want to thank all of you for your friendly comments and emails. If anyone here would like to be on the mailing list of the CSSR for future events and to receive a complimentary copy of our latest newsletter, just send an email to us at cssr@columbia.edu. On behalf of Columbia University, I want to thank you for lending your presence to an event that certainly broadens this university's definitions of both science and religion. In that context of expansive definitional interdependence, let me just take a moment to point out a few facts about the rotunda that we're in. If you look in the four corners at the top of the vertical corner columns, you'll see law, medicine, theology, and philosophy. These are the components of the medieval university curriculum, a reflection by the builders of this building of the continuity with that Western Christian medieval tradition. Then if you look above and behind us, you'll see four statues of standing men. These figures represent, left to right, Euripides, Demosthenes, Sophocles, and Julius Caesar. We could not ask for a better representation of the Western notion of our place in nature. Men representing the magical power of theater, the political power of rhetoric, and the analytic power of philosophy, all their works culminating in service to the simple power of conquest. But you may have noticed a balancing figure as you walked in, a bust of Athena, the female principle of wisdom, who clouds the minds of men. Sitting here today between these four stony men and that one heavenly, snake-draped woman of mystery, I think we may safely know that we've been in productive and novel conversation, not only with each other, but with them all. Thank you. These proceedings are now closed.